Chapter 83. The Wonderful Glass. Although the shepherds lived in tents during the summer, they also had a large and beautiful house, which the king had given into their care in order that it might be used as a place of rest for his pilgrims. When the children returned from their walk upon the mountain, they found dinner prepared for them in this house, and as soon as the meal was over, Great Heart desired them to get ready for their journey. Mercy had eaten very little dinner, and she looked so pale and sad that Christiana whispered, "What is the matter, Mercy? Are you ill?" Tears came into Mercy's eyes, but she shook her head and said nothing. "What is it?" asked Christiana. "Don't cry. Tell me what is troubling you." "It isn't right for me to wish for things," said Mercy with a little sob. "But you have your beautiful anchor, and I saw something just now that I should so like to have." "What did you see? Perhaps it is something that we may ask for." "It is a glass in the dining room. I looked at it before dinner. You can see yourself in it, but when you turn it round, you don't see yourself any more, but our dear prince instead. It is so beautiful. There is the crown of thorns upon his head, and he seemed to smile at me, and I feel as if I could not be happy unless I had it." Christiana felt puzzled. "The shepherds are very kind," she said. "Perhaps if they knew you wished for it, they might be willing to let us have it." "I could buy it, you know," said Mercy. "I have a little money." "Well, don't cry any more. I will ask the shepherds about it." So Mercy dried her tears, and in a few moments Experience came toward her. He spoke very gently and laid his hand kindly on her shoulder. "Christiana says that you have seen something in our house that you would like to have for your own. Tell me what it is, and the king will be very glad that we should give it to you." Shy little Mercy blushed very much, but she looked up at the shepherd and answered, "It is the glass in the dining room in which you can see the prince." Sincere had followed Experience, and when he heard what Mercy said, he went at once into the house and brought out the glass. Mercy scarcely knew what to say when it was placed in her hands. But the shepherds saw how timid she was, and they understood quite well that she was too happy and grateful for many words. Then these kind men brought out of their treasures a present for each of the pilgrims, and after wishing them a pleasant journey, they watched the little party until all were out of sight. You remember that Christian and Hopeful received a map of the country, and that the shepherds gave them directions. Christiana and her companions did not need any map, because Great Heart was with them, and he knew the way of the king, and could warn the pilgrims when they came to any dangerous places.